you have lost money. Rather than maybe Ed Norton's going to pull out a great movie for us, you were just screwed.
And Vinny was the sole reason why the movie was shutting down. He was doing like 50, 60 takes.
Yeah, but it was no big deal. He is not the lead. It would have been the Ed Norton. You fucking think Ed Norton's going to go, wait, this movie is shut down because of something that Vinny Chase did when I wasn't even there? And now my fucking money stops coming in?
Why does Vinny Chase care about his acting now? I don't fucking get it. He's terrible.
You mean why does he care about
it? Yeah, like, is that just... Yeah, why does he care about his acting all of a sudden?
Yeah, the point was he was Aquaman. That was the fun thing. And he and his friends, you know, hit the jackpot and banged chicks and shit on the establishment. And it was basically about watching a guy who won the lottery. Now, for some reason, he really does feel like he's a fine young actor and wants to be taken seriously. And the show is unfun. Kyle, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
None of your business, Kyle.
I got an Ichiban for you.
What do you got?
President Bush is handing out 14 pardons in an attempt to flex what remaining muscles he still has as a president, I guess.
Well, every president pardons people on his way out the door. One of these guys, I guess, was a rapper, Earl. Do you know who it was?
No, not up. I think maybe it was Slick Rick, because I know he had some legal problems.
Slick Rick. It wasn't Slick Rick. It was a producer for the Fugees. I forgot his name, but he like co-wrote a couple of songs off the Fugees Grammy winning.
What did he do wrong?
He got caught with $2 million worth of liquid cocaine in an airport and did 14 years. Or is doing 14. Now he's doing 7. He's getting out.
So what was the reason behind this? Why would President Bush piss?
He's a fan?
Yeah. I mean,
it's a hookup.
I'm just really, really curious. Out of all the people to pardon, why grab a guy who's had a couple suitcases full of blow? It just doesn't seem like that would be one of the Bush people.
This must be influence from the twins.
It's weird because Carly Simon was like, this guy was like going to try to get this guy out for years. They're like good friends. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, then now I'm for it. I had no idea Carly Simon was involved. Now, here's the weird thing. Carly Simon is Clinton's friend, where he always used to stay at her house. So, you know, first of all, I just want to point out to Hillary. She knows her husband's a fucking sex addict. Then she's going to let him crash at Carly Simon's house? There are young kids who will still jack off to old Carly Simon album covers. That's how hot she was back in the day. Here is Laura. Laura, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hi, buddies.
Hey.
Ichiban.
What do you got for us, darling?
It's Fred from Brooklyn's birthday.
Yeah, he's going to stop in a little later on today.
Yay.
We were going to surprise him, and then you just gave away the surprise.
Thanks, Laura.
I suck.
That's okay. 866-RON-0-FEZ. 866-RON-0-FEZ. Here's an update from Ryan. Ryan, what do you got for us, buddy?
Hey, buddies, how you doing?
Good.
The reason he's getting pardoned, evidently, was he had no prior record, and in Texas they had a mandatory sentencing. The judge wanted to give him less, but the only option he had was the 14 years, so they felt it was kind of unfair.
All right, now, how much coke did he have on him?
I think $2 million was right, but
that $2 million. A lot of times they act like you're selling that rail by rail at a fucking show. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you hear about people on the street, this pot would be worth doing what? Fucking rolling the joints and then selling them at concerts. You got to come up with something a little fucking better than the street value. All right, 866-RON-0-FEZ. Here is an Ichiban for you. And it's sad news here in Gotham City. Batman is dead. Batman is going to be killed off after 70 years, Fez. 70 years, they're finally going to put an end to Batman. Now, what they've also said with this is...
Don't throw stuff.
Not only are they going to kill him in the comic, which isn't all that surprising, they said they were also going to destroy all the movies, the merchandising, and the old TV show. So that there will be no Batman.
After 70 years, maybe he died of natural causes. I hate it when the comic books do this, because you know they don't stay dead. They're even bringing the Flash back. He's been dead for like 26 years. They're bringing him back, too. But they did it with Superman, Captain America. They all come back. Don't kill anyone unless you mean it.
Well, it's not real. A person isn't really killed, so you can do whatever you want with fictional characters.
Yeah,
maybe this will be a really good story for people.
We'll have to see. And now, of course, we will get a new Batman. There's always, whenever Batman takes off, we get someone to replace.